This is Power for Living, the Bible teaching ministry of Christ the King Church in Wakefield, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Feliciano Segundo, and our teacher is Father Michael Carl. So get out your Bibles and let's get started.
We are reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 26 through 27, and chapter 16, verses 4 through 15. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. And now from chapter 16. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. And none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. And all that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of our Lord. And you may be seated. Now, did you know that in the history of the church, there has been a steady debate on whether or not the Holy Spirit comes to us from the Father or the Son? And yes, people have actually argued about that for 2,000 years. But if we really believe the Scripture, specifically today's gospel passage, the question should be answered, and that's that. Check out what Jesus actually says. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. It looks an awful lot like the Spirit comes from the Father, because Jesus said, who proceeds from the Father? Even so, Jesus says he's the one sending the Spirit. So it's a cooperative effort, and that should be that. Nobody should be arguing about the whole deal. Scripture should solve the problem right away. Now, next, Jesus says that he didn't tell his disciples about the coming persecutions at the beginning. He says, I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you. See, what it means here is that Jesus was with them and he would deal with anything that the world might direct at them. What we don't read in today's gospel is the first four verses of chapter 16, in which Jesus tells them about the coming opposition they'll face. And it's been true ever since. Specifically, any Jewish person who believes in their Messiah is rejected by family, kicked out of their synagogue, and even ostracized and disowned by their family. And if you believe in Jesus, you can probably get enough persecution without all that. Now, the world says it's okay if we believe in Jesus, as long as we don't do two things: tell anyone or talk about him. You can believe it all you want to, as long as you just don't say anything to anybody. And it's okay to believe in that Jesus, because, you know, that's okay for you. But never, 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 according to the world, that is. This is not what Scripture says, but the world says, never, never, never talk about Jesus being the exclusive way to heaven, because that makes us all narrow-minded, religious bigots and all this other stuff, despite the fact that Jesus said he was the only way. So, we got to keep him to ourselves. That's what the world says, but that's not what Jesus said. What did he say? He said, go tell somebody. Tell as many people as you can. Find them. Chase them down the street. Don't wrestle them to the ground because that might aggravate somebody. But tell them about Jesus. Now, next, Jesus tells his disciples the really good reason he's telling them why it's to their advantage that he return to heaven. But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Why is it to our advantage that Jesus ascended into heaven? Well, this may freak out some people, but it is true. While he was here on earth, Jesus was limited to being in one place at a time. The disciples are cringing here knowing that Jesus says he's leaving. They say, oh gosh, what are we going to do? Jesus is going to be gone. But Jesus tells them that if he goes, he will send the Holy Spirit, who is the one who will be Jesus in them everywhere. What does that mean for us? And that's an important part of all of this. You know, preachers love to talk about the theology and the doctrinal importance of everything Jesus had to say. But on the average, most of us want to know how the scriptures relate to me. Right? In this case, it's about relationship. Jesus wants to be with his people. In his humanity, Jesus could only be in one place at a time. But by sending the Holy Spirit, he is able to live inside of each one of us. We can know him, and he can be with all of us wherever we are. No one has to be alone without Jesus. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit brings Jesus to us. Now, what's the Holy Spirit's mission and purpose? Jesus tells us in verses 8 through 11. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. Now that all sounds really harsh at first. You know, convicting the world of sin and righteousness and judgment. You see, a lot of us still tend to talk about God being this harsh judge, just waiting for somebody to mess up. And in some ways, we still tend to think like that, and about being good enough to get into heaven. But thanks be to the Lord, that's not how it really works. Jesus paid for the sin, so what we have to do is listen to him, and that's where this comes in really nicely. You see, what this means for us on a daily basis is we have the Holy Spirit bringing Jesus to us, living on the inside and being our constant companion all through the day. The Spirit leads us moment by moment if we let him. And here's some practical hands-on situations that may come up. We can be out in public, say at a shopping mall or wherever, our favorite watering hole. And we see somebody sitting there who looks like they've just lost their last friend. And they look really down and depressed. And the Holy Spirit might tell you, go over and talk to that person. I know that scares some people. But go talk to that person because they're hurting on the inside. And what they may need from you is a good word. Even if it's, have a nice day. Or, you know, I felt like that one time, and I know exactly what you think and feel. But here's what helped me. You see, that's the moment by moment leading of the Holy Spirit telling you, go over and talk to that person. On our own initiative, we usually either, one, don't want to go talk to somebody we've never seen before, or two, we're afraid we'll mess it up and don't do it for that reason, or we get it wrong. The person's fine, they just, you know, have heartburn or something. But if we're led by the Holy Spirit, that person who's looking like they lost their last friend might really have lost their last friend. And we can be the one to be the messenger of Jesus to encourage and lift up that person and maybe even share the gospel with them. I know I'm getting really radical here. Leading them to Christ and having their life changed for the better forever. That's following the Holy Spirit. Now, there may be other occasions where the Holy Spirit will say, don't say that. I know you're angry right now, but if you say that to that person who had nothing to do with your situation, you may hurt them and ruin their day. That's the practical aspect of this, convicting the world of sin and judgment. He's speaking to us moment by moment, leading us on how to walk daily with Him and impact lives for Him. It's this constant companion acting on our behalf, bringing out some of the self-control and the guidance on how to be His hands, His feet, and even a gentle tongue to the people around us. Now, the last line of that section is about the devil already being judged. He is a defeated foe. He doesn't have any power over us that we don't let him have. So it is by faith that we say, devil, in the name of Jesus, take a hike. You don't have to listen to him. You don't have to let him tell you, you're no good. You can't do anything. You're worthless. You're weak. You're out to lunch permanently. You don't have to listen to that. And you certainly don't want to agree with him about any of that. Because Jesus lives on the inside of us and we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Now, Jesus wasn't done yet. He says, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will declare to you the things that are to come. Jesus knew that His disciples were either grieved or possibly even freaking out. You're leaving us? So He knew that there was only one way they could handle that moment, which is why He said, I still have a lot to say to you, but you can't handle it now. His amazing counsel is always precious, and sometimes there is some wisdom in that by saying or thinking and knowing when to stop, when to shut up, because they might not be ready for that, and that is also the leading of the Holy Spirit. Whoa, you got them where they need to be. Stop. You know, on our own, if we're out evangelizing and witnessing and all that, we can want that convert so badly, we'll keep pressing the point to the point where we scare them away, and that's it. So, sometimes they can't handle it. And sometimes there's more than we can handle. So Jesus, from that instance there, and those words say that He's not going to lay on us more than what we can deal with at the time. He's merciful that way. So, He's going to guide us into all truth, and we can walk with Him moment by moment because Jesus lives inside of us, and He is the difference in us. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us for this week's edition of Power for Living. If you happen to miss any of our other programs, be sure to go to our podcast page at christthekingnorthshore.podbean.com. And you can also visit our website at www.ctknorthshore.org. If this program has been a blessing, feel free to let us know. Write us at Power for Living, care of Christ the King Church, 4 Railroad Avenue, Suite 309 in Wakefield, Massachusetts, 01880. Or you can also send us an email at christthekingnorthshore@gmail.com. You can be a part of this gospel ministry by becoming a patron of Power for Living. You can find out how by clicking the Become a Patron button at the top of our podcast page. That's it for this week, and until next time, remember that Jesus is your power for living.